We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God. Oh my
Are
God.
You ready?
Are you serious? Dude, I was born ready. This is crazy. Holy crap.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
And I know people like to see me be down and be like them, be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5. That is not me. I am in L.A. to not be like that.
I thought about getting into radio, but I don't think people could deal with what I have to say, you know?
I bet.
I mean, all my buddies down at work, they all tell me I should, you know? I'm definitely the guy that everyone says, dude, you need your own show.
Yeah. What, and what do you do? Do you do for work?
Music's my thing. But pay the man, I sell high temperature textiles. Mainly felt. No one thinks about it, but felt's everywhere. It's on drumsticks, piano hammers, ballistic rated body armor. Have you ever used a highlighter? Because the tip? It's made of felt. That's what gives it that nice glide.
I've never used a highlighter.
And now.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Our feature presentation.
It's better than this indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 23rd of April.
I don't remember. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey, Bean.
I don't remember anything about high school, as you know. We were just having a discussion the other day off the air about me not remembering whether I went to my proms or not, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one teacher. She was a history teacher, and she said, and Kevin, you always complain about the stuff that they make you remember in high school that
right,
you'll never need or use. No, it wasn't that.
What's that?
She said,
yes.
The one thing I want you to remember, and I don't know why this was the most important thing, fact that you
the
thought.
The one thing I want you to
the
remember.
The one thing I want you to remember from all of history is that April 23rd, 1564 is when William Shakespeare was born. And he died on April 23rd, 1616. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing she said you
That's the one
had
thing,
to take away from my
Yes. And it's bugged me ever since. Like, why would it matter that you know the day and date of William Shakespeare's birth and death?
Huh.
Why would that be the one thing? But every April 23rd, like today, I still remember it. She told
right.
me it was and the one thing I had to remember.
And that helps you how?
I don't know.
That's insane.
I don't know how to help.
She'll eventually kill you on an April 23rd show up at your house.
So you think every year she kills a different student from that class?
Yeah. Oh, I would assume so, yeah.
Just a weirdo?
She's trying to locate you.
But again, I don't know why that was her. Why would that was her one thing.
She was your English teacher, I hope.
No, history.
Okay.
I think history.
Like yeah, it matters. That's not the one thing you need to know in high school.
Right. I mean, I don't
no
know.
No matter what.
I don't know what the one thing would be.
I don't either, but it's not that.
Whatever the most important thing is you would learn in history. But I was just surprised that that was her one thing. And all these years later, I still remember it. So when you say the 23rd of April, that's the first thing that comes to mind. So anyway.
But do you have to say it out loud? Did she make you do that?
I'm sharing with the room.
I'm just asking.
I'm
if she,
sharing with the room,
that's
you
part
guys.
Of the training.
What if, I'm just thinking long-term okay. spitballing here.
All yeah. Right?
Someone listening right now. Remembers that in 20 years, they go on a game show. Their whole life is in shambles.
Right.
This is the final question. They risk it all. Their life turns around. You changed history, Bean, by knowing that history. Bean, thank you.
I mean, no? Should he be applauded that, now? Because I thought you said
know.
In 20 years.
Listen.
Bean. I'll still be here.
Bean looks up.
Please.
Teacher waves from heaven.
Right. I'm telling you, there's a story here.
I feel like you have million-dollar James on the mind. That's what it sounds
Always.
Like to me with risking
Always.
It all.
Yeah.
He has all five, Kevin, all five of the highest one-day earnings in Jeopardy history now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a giant dork.
He's
Wouldn't he trade it for
smidge.
A date, though?
He's married.
He's married.
And he's
and
married.
His kids.
Yeah.
Married kids,
no,
please.
Does.
No, I've seen her because yeah. she was on...
it's not possible to fake that.
No, she was on the Millionaire Show. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I watched her segment. Oh, yeah, I wanted to see what I was up against.
I also saw someone on the moon.
Right?
Oh, good point. Good point.
All right. Well, so that we don't devolve into talking about Jeopardy for an hour, let me do the thing real quick. Kevin, you're going to be very excited about this.
Excited. Sometimes Bean says that in...
No, I mean it.
In jest?
I mean okay. There are a lot of people who say that the police overstep in many ways to make revenue, to write tickets. It's not about public safety. It's about writing tickets.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who have protested those, you know, those speed cameras, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, here's a case in Detroit, Michigan that really surprised me. Allison Taylor is her name. She had received more than a dozen $15 tickets for exceeding the two-hour parking limit in Saginaw. You know, you park on a street and it says two-hour parkings, you know, throughout the week. She got a dozen of them. This city, like many, I think, including this one, marks the tires with the chalk. Right?
Dave and I were talking about this yesterday.
Really?
I had no idea. I thought I paid for 2 hours, then I go back out, I pay for more.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, Dave said that you're not allowed to park there after the 2 hours. They chalk your car.
You're supposed to move your
you're
car.
Supposed you're supposed to then move your car.
Just move it a little, though, so the chalk line's gone. That's what you do.
I've never 3 inches, heard right. that.
Yeah. Or just water down all your tires after 2 hours every day.
Who's that?
With a hose.
So they come by and they put chalk. That way, when they come around again in a couple of hours, they can see whether you're still there or not. All right, so she had received over a dozen of these tickets. So she decided to take it to court. Her lawyer argued that a parking patrol officer violated the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches.
What?
I don't
unreasonable searches.
How that argument, I don't see what the Fourth Amendment has to do with chalking your tires, but a three-judge panel of the appeals court agreed.
Oh.
The purpose of marking tires was to raise revenue, not to protect the public against a safety risk.
Yeah.
The city does not demonstrate in law or logic that the need to deter drivers from exceeding the time limit permitted for parking before they've even done so is sufficient to justify a warrantless search under the community caretaker rationale. This is why I am not an attorney. I don't understand a word of that second that I just read. Yes. So... She won, is I guess what I'm telling you. It's a common practice in downtown Saginaw, Michigan, where there are no meters to enforce the time limits. Marking tires, the attorney says,
No
meters.
So you don't have to mark it if there's a meter.
Maybe that's what they're saying.
Let's go back out and put more money.
The attorney argued that marking tires was similar to police secretly putting a GPS device on a vehicle without a proper warrant.
That's absurd.
Which is the subject because they have access to the movement of your car without a warrant.
How did this article make me agree with meter maids?
Right?
It's a reach, yeah.
It worked, though. And you know how precedents work in the law? I mean, I don't know that it has anything to do with California, but it's very possible that something like this could just be a snowball effect.
That'd
and then
pretty sweet.
They won't be able to do it anymore.
Well, they do it here. I mean, if you park without a meter, for sure, they mark your tire.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if this is going to end up making its way to California or not, but I was just really surprised by that argument and by the success of that argument.
Well, if anyone gets a ticket from getting a tire chalked, you should just stand up and be like, Bean from the K-Rock Morning. He told me Fourth Amendment, and then just get slowly pulled away and put in cuffs.
Saginaw
someplace
versus
in Michigan.
Lady. Yeah.
Saginaw versus Lady. That's the precedent.
Absolutely.
So go out there and just park willy-nilly, people. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I like it. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
No, that's your problem. You.
Okay. Who pays the bill on a first date? You split it?
I mean,
the person who asked.
I haven't been on a first date in a while, but I am told that splitting it is the new norm.
Nah, I feel it's so weird. I mean, again, I haven't been on a date in 2.5 years, 2 years. I always paid. Even if I thought the date was garbage within a couple minutes, I always paid.
But you paid right away after a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I was like, no, bring the bill now. I'll pay for the water.
I don't even have water yet.
Bean's tattoo update.
Yes.
I survived.
Yeah, you did.
I'm still alive.
Took it like a champ.
Stop doing that.
Okay.
Also, it was weird. He showed up in a tank top and on a motorcycle.
Right?
Smoking a cigarette. I was like, who is this guy? No helmet either.
I am pretty badass.
Yeah.
We're finally going to pay off the March Madness pool, which I won.
It's why beautiful. So soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jensen and Allie, I don't know how this happened to be the way that you guys have to pay because I won, but you get to get somebody from Cameo, the service where they make videos for people, to say anything you want them to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my point.
It's a very convoluted bet.
Yeah.
It's
the best ones.
Would you like to take that back?
Oh, Bean.
Again already?
Right? On the program today?
Oh, poor Allie.
And we've got your April Foolishness ringside seats along with the pre-party coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. And just for heads up, we're looking for kids' jokes.
My favorite.
Kids' jokes between the age of, what would you say, 5 and 10, 5 and 11?
Sure.
As long as they're cute.
As long as they're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your kid does not sound cute, don't call our radio show.
We're going to do that at 7:15. If you would like to get your kids up, we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Allie's here with our first look at what's happening on a Tuesday.
You guys ever been to an Easter egg hunt?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't think I have.
What's usually inside the eggs?
Chocolate stuff.
Yeah, like maybe candy. A little bit of the grass filling sure. with some chocolates.
Sure.
Yeah. It turns out, Kevin, we need better friends. Because Halsey had an Easter egg hunt at her house
mm-hmm.
that she filled those eggs with about a couple grand.
What?
Whoa.
So she hid eggs all around, and she shared a video of her Easter Sunday shenanigans, which, of course, included that hunt for eggs filled with straight cash, you guys. So you see Halsey's friends ripping through her house and into the backyard, frantically searching.
So there's no kids here.
It appears that it's, you know,
fantastic.
A bit older, which I respect all of this.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
Yeah. I want to go to her next Easter party.
Same.
And we had her and her, quote, boyfriend Youngblood. We're not allowed to say it's her boyfriend. We weren't during the interview. But I believe they're dating, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Her and Youngblood.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're told don't call him your boyfriend,
that means they're definitely yeah. dating. Right. Okay. So Youngblood took part in the festivities, and he tried his first ever peep. Would you like his review?
Sure.
Rather vile.
Oh, rather vile.
So, I mean, he's right,
not love at
right
first
there.
Sight with a
no,
peep, huh?
Not so into the peep.
Why is she giving cash to her friends? I don't even understand this.
She's nice.
It's just a fun thing to do.
Oh,
on
how
Easter.
Do we get invited next
That's
year?
What I'm saying. Oh. Halsey, if you're listening.
She's not listening.
We love Easter.
and
we
you.
Would like to celebrate Jesus coming back with you.
It's the only way right? to bring a Jew to your Easter party. I would go to this. I would go.
I love it so much. You guys, Kid Cudi, doing good things over Coachella weekend. He found time to feed the needy with a huge assist from Postmates. He ordered $10,000 worth of Popeye's chicken, biscuits, mashed potatoes, and then he sent them all to the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. So the service dropped off a carload of food to the shelter, which serves hundreds of homeless people in Indio. And they all got a really nice hot meal that night.
You know nice. What? Respect. That's a baller move.
Thank you, Aziz. Thanks to Kid Cudi's generosity.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, very nice.
And by the way, Popeyes, right?
Right.
Right.
Chef's kiss.
So good. So good. Mmm. Bean, you still watching Riverdale?
No, I'm
too
Kevin,
much TV.
I'm Kevin-ing the show right now, and by that I mean I have them all recorded,
right?
And I'll likely never get to them.
Interesting.
But I love it, and I'm sad because it's really good. Why? What's going on?
Tomorrow will be the final episode of Riverdale with Luke Perry in it.
Aww.
Yeah, the creator revealed that this week's episode is the last one that he filmed before his death. And he tweeted, "This week's Riverdale is the last episode Luke filmed. As always, Fred's imparting words of wisdom to Archie, a beautiful, true moment between a father and a son. I wish these scenes could go on forever."
He was real good on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sad.
It's nearly 2 months now that he passed away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Any updates, speaking of strokes, on how John Singleton is doing? Still in ICU? No,
yeah, the family
no news?
Is not releasing anything, which probably smart. Nobody yeah. needs to be speculating
okay.
at this point.
I was asking you to speculate.
Yeah. I know you were. Mm-hmm. And
it is your job to speculate?
She's saying no.
I'm cool on
So what do you think's going on?
Do you think he's going to make it?
Not going to with the...
Is he feeling better or worse, would you say, than
Have
when he was
Have you spoken to him?
So what I'm going to do is...
What do you think he's eating?
The neck, nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a speculation.
Okay.
Thank you.
How dare you.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
All right. We get it. Good Lord, what's with that drop?
Seems to apply every couple of minutes.
So Kevin had bought his tickets to see Avengers Endgame for Friday, which not great timing since we have a little thing called April Foolishness.
Never a clash in my mind, by the way. Never. No. I just looked at it. I was like, oh, Friday the 26th. Perfect. I'll get these tickets at 7:30 at night. No worries.
Well, you won't be able to see it Friday night, right. Obviously. You're going to be a little busy on stage. Rap battling with Bean.
I mean,
really, guys, some tickets still available for $30. Go to AXS.com. That's all I'm saying. But AMC movie theaters are trying to make your life a little easier, Kevin.
Okay.
Because of the demand for opening weekend screenings, obviously so high, select AMC theaters will be open 24 hours a day from Thursday to Sunday.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
Really is. The global theater chain released a press release yesterday indicating that they're going to do everything possible to make sure audiences are able to see it its opening weekend.
I mean, what creep bucket's going to see the 3 a.m. though?
Ones that couldn't get in at 7 a.m.
I guess. I just feel like... Well,
that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird look.
Yeah. What are projections, you think, for domestic box office numbers?
I don't even know what the top end of a Marvel movie is anymore. It's got to be getting close to $200 million these days,
180.
Right?
Yeah, 150.
They're thinking $270
million. What? Come on.
The Hollywood Reporter notes that some believe $300 million isn't out of the question.
What? For a three-hour movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
But by the way, as it stands, current estimates indicate that Endgame is supposed to earn between $850 and $900 million worldwide this weekend. Opening
weekend.
Wow.
Upwards of $900 million, you guys.
So if it makes $899 million, they're going to go failure.
Oh, what a failure, right?
They're finally going to beat that record Biodome opening weekend.
I mean, the numbers are staggering. When I saw that it could make $270 million, and some are saying $300 million just in the U.S.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's mind-boggling.
This was a success.
I believe it is, right?
Eventually, they're just going to make...
Can't wait.
...like comic book movies. That's it. And horror movies.
Right.
Those they're making a lot of them, yeah.
That make already. Money.
Well, everything else, what used to be the low and medium budget movies that aren't horror... Go to Netflix.
Yeah.
They're not even going to be available in the theaters anymore.
True story.
Adults having conversation. No place for that in the cinema.
No, please. My dinner with Andre, get out of here.
Beat it. Some birthdays for you guys. Mm. Oh, your friend Giggy. Getting Giggy with it.
I think it's Giggy. Getting
Giggy with it. When the Ducks were on that improbable run to win the Cup that year, we had him on every series.
Nope.
No.
Nicest guy in the world.
No,
Gigi Hadid.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jaguar. Sorry.
No. Talking about Gigi.
Okay.
Because you called her Giggy.
I did. That's true. Yes.
Was the callback.
Completely different person.
So.
Yes.
Happy callback from... How long ago?
Couple years.
07.
No.
Happy birthday.
Hell of a call.
Happy birthday, Giggy.
All right. John Oliver, happy birthday. John Cena.
Oh.
Dev Patel. Cal Penn. Michael Moore. George Lopez. And that's what's happening.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Not only do we have all the great comedy with Ray Romano and Eddie Eft, Jamie Lee and Felipe Esparza, Adam Ray, Greg Fitzsimmons, we also have the Kevin and Bean rap battle, and I assume I'll be taking a lot of photos with the Kevin and Bean listeners and the Queen of England.
She's coming?
No, I got my tattoo yesterday.
Oh.
Queen Elizabeth now on my arm for life, you guys. Kevin, you're still a big fan of the Queen, so you certainly respect the decision.
Really? Here's my only question. Who's going to take over when she dies?
Prince Charles.
Best candidate? That they have in Britain?
No.
Okay, then. A ridiculous system.
Is our system doing any better, Kevin?
Right now, no. But it will.
So it is something for folks who only listen occasionally or haven't heard us talk about this. I was never a guy who thought he would get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, I just thought it wasn't for me. I'm not that cool. Jensen, you're the opposite. You've been getting them since you were old enough, and you got a ton of them.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Jensen got one when he's four.
I know, it's surprising, right?
I've grown into it.
I finally decided to get a tattoo, and with my move to England later this year, I decided on a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. And we posted it up on our Kevin and Bean social media if you want to see. And Jensen was able to hook us up with one of the great tattoo artists in the world.
Yeah.
Nico Hurtado is his name. He's a black anchor. He's got two locations, one down on Melrose in Los Angeles and then another in Hesperia. Mm-hmm. And the guy is an artist.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's incredible.
You know what annoys me, though? He's really nice.
So nice.
Incredibly nice.
It's like, dude, be one or the other. You can't be both. Yeah. That just puts us all to shame.
Yeah. Like, big family guy.
Right.
Talks about his lady, his kids, his sister works there. Just a genuinely good dude. Yeah.
Stop it.
Like, after you do a huge arm tattoo for The Rock, like, you're supposed to be a real dick.
Right.
Yeah, it was, you know, I had a lot of, you know, I'm a baby man, as my wife calls me. And I had a lot of concern about the pain.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you when I tell you that it did not feel good.
Okay.
It is not a pleasant sensation.
No, that is bold.
At all.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say okay. It hurts.
Hey. Well, I'm just going to hand you my Hot Take Jones title.
I'm about that. It hurts. But you do, as I was advised by Jensen and Muggs and other people who have tattoos, you do get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as time goes on, you're distracted enough. Like yesterday, all you guys were down there, and I was distracted enough that I wasn't concentrating on the intense, nonstop pain. So it was tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
So it was tolerable.
And when you had heard it might take 6 hours, mm-hmm. you were like, that's a really long time.
That's a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you get, you hate life.
Except for banging. Am I right?
No, that also hurts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 6 hours. Wow.
You hate life if you have to spend 6 hours on a plane and all you're doing is sitting and watching a movie.
Yeah.
Right? You still hate it. 6 hours is a really, really long time. But he made it kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, he really did.
You had your own little room in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey cried.
Yeah. They didn't want mm-hmm. him to have public humiliation.
Right. Exactly.
Which I appreciate. And I'll tell you that, you know, I was thinking about because we, you know, I haven't settled up yet. He says he's going to have his people contact me about the bill.
Oh, God. that sounds crazy.
Wow. Well, I offered yesterday. I said, let me pay you. And he's like, I don't like to talk about money. I'll have my people contact you.
$100,000.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an inexpensive tattoo because he's an artist. You
yeah.
know?
And 6 hours of his time.
Yeah, he's hundreds mm-hmm. of dollars an hour, right?
Yeah.
But I think the way I look at it is, it's like if you can't afford it and you love art, it's like investing in a painting.
Absolutely.
Or it's investing in a sculpture or something. You know what I mean? It's a piece of art.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
And it is gorgeous.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I have seen his stuff. I looked at his Instagram and thought, these tattoos look better than the picture of what the people wanted on their arm or their leg. But to see it in person, it is stunning.
It was fun watching him work. It really was.
You gotta stay in shape or she's gonna start sagging.
Yeah,
no one wants that.
She's gonna look sad.
Yeah, you've got hot queen right now, right?
Hot queen. And I'll say one other thing about yesterday. And again, you can see pictures and more. And you can still, throughout some of today, see the Instagram Live videos mm-hmm. that we were doing yesterday. We did 3 different sessions, Kevin, of Instagram Live videos with people, you know, from weighing in from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put this in the words, but people were so nice, and it was so incredibly touching to hear the things that our listeners had to say about this show
mm-hmm.
and the impact it has had on them over the last 30 years.
Yeah, you don't often get that direct feedback.
No. When you actually are looking at a person who says, I've been listening to you since, you know, elementary school.
Right.
Thanks, a-hole.
out in the wild, you get that about once out of every 100.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, just to hear the sincerity and the gratitude that was mm-hmm. coming from them, when it really should be the other way around. I mean, we don't have this job if we don't have people listening. You know what I mean? As long as they have been.
We're trying to rectify that.
We do the best we can to drive them away. I'll tell you that. I mean, I'm a robot, but it was kind of emotional.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, to hear, you know, the actual face-to-face, you know, via the screen with those listeners and to hear what the program has meant to them over the years, I feel like it's going to be really hard this next 6 months to be hearing that a lot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, it was easier to mask your crying, too. Like,
true.
You were like, oh, it's about these listeners, and really you're just crying in pain. Also, what did he said about your skin also.
He said it was supple.
Supple.
He said it was supple. I think Nico was hitting on me.
I asked him why he had a boner when he was talking about it.
I did not want the word supple ever used with me.
I made him say supple, because he did say that Bean had great skin, because it's very, he did say it was soft, and I said, dare you say supple? And he goes, oh, I'll say supple. And then it got weird. And I was like, should we leave, you guys?
We're meeting later, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, excellent.
We are meeting later. But anyway, I wanted to thank not only the great crew down there at Blank Acre, but also the great Nico Hurtado. And if you ever get the opportunity to get something from him, you should definitely do it.
Yes.
But really, the listeners who weighed in yesterday, and there were thousands of them who have watched those videos mm-hmm. Up at on the Kevin Bean Instagram account. I mean, you guys are amazing. You really are. And I'm going to miss you guys, too.
Here's the thing, though, is that Bean's not very good with conversation like that. So when you meet him Friday night, hug.
No.
That's his favorite
thing. That's what we're saying.
Because when you say things like that, it's like, oh, I don't feel like that's right. So he just wants a hug. That's it.
I heard, just hug. I heard thank you, listeners, but you should hear hug me, listeners.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm bringing a taser Friday night.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-R-O-Q. K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we're talking about paying off March Madness bet from this year?
Yes.
This year, yeah. Wasn't that, I feel like that championship game was like a year ago.
Listen, we ran into some issues. I don't even remember
who won. That's how long ago it was.
Well, I don't either because we had a separate bet that just Jensen and myself and Allie were in.
Yeah.
So we weren't even paying. I think I won the separate bet, but I was sixth overall or something like that. We were terrible.
Which shows how bad Allie and I were. Yeah. RJ Bell did win the whole thing.
Yeah.
He won the office pool, and I think it was University of Virginia, by the way. Okay. I think that's who actually ended up winning. But you're talking about a side bet that is very convoluted, and I'm not sure I still understand it. Because,
same.
Because somehow I feel like, I mean, technically, Allie and Jensen spent the money on this.
Right.
But what are you getting out of it for winning the side bet?
Well, that's not important.
It is to me, though.
No, it's not.
Because I won, it's odd that they get to pick the celebrity that they want to do a cameo, and they get to say whatever they want to say about
him. Well, here's the thing. Like,
should be saying you're the best at picking. Okay.
Grade A celebrity saying your name. That's what you get. That's what you get from us.
And what else?
Okay, maybe they're mean to you.
All right.
But it's important. And the reason it took so long is, did Ken Shamrock say he wouldn't say he'd kick Kevin's ass in a cameo? Sure.
Why not?
Did Kevin Federline never respond to us? Sure.
Oh, why not?
Wow, you weren't lying about grade A celebrities.
Yeah. Well, look, we put a cap at $100. So it has to be.
There has to be $100. And for people who don't remember or haven't heard about it, Cameo is a website where you can get, quote unquote, celebrities to record a message for you or anyone in your life. Mm-hmm. And then they send it to you via video. They have thousands of people on this website.
And most of the people who use the service is, hey, my sister's a huge NSYNC fan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get Lance Bass to wish her a happy birthday.
Right.
Yes. And that's, I mean, let's face it, that's a cool gift.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
Because it's specifically for them, from that person.
Mm-hmm. So we should kick it off.
Yeah.
Allie and I are excited to present you with your gift.
Okay.
For winning the NCAA pool. First, we reached out to a legend of pop culture, but most importantly, a radio guy himself.
Okay.
And what I have to tell to you is there's a little box when you hire any of these people.
Okay.
That box says tell them what to say. So in this case, said that you were trying to get into radio, he himself being a radio host. On top of that, we said that you didn't write a winner in your bracket pool.
I didn't, and that's true, but I still beat both of you.
Absolutely did.
We also said maybe that you only wear shorts.
Okay.
Those are things that we said.
All true.
To celebrity number one, Kato Kaelin.
Kevin, I can't find you because you're hiding. You lost every pick in the NCAA tournament. You didn't pick one winner. Dude, I thought you knew basketball. You don't. My goodness. And what are you wearing, those shorts? What is it, Salvation Armani? Get with the program, dude. Get better clothes. I know that three of your favorite things are chicken pot pie. Dude, please, you got to be a better person and all that. Where do you shop? Forever 81? Get some new clothes. You know, video killed the radio star, and you think you're going to be a radio guy? Yeah, you could be, I think. You know, but radio adds 6 inches. Oh, that's in your favor. Kevin, Allie, and Jensen, they love you, but come on. You got to pick a winner. You got one more try next year. At least pick one winner. I'm wearing a jock and a cup now in case a basketball game breaks out. I love you, Kev, but you got to get better. Goodbye.
What is going on? Also, I need to report that was recorded in the morning.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Wow.
Really, really.
By the way, it's not that I didn't pick a winner. It's that I didn't pick the ultimate winner.
Yeah,
I picked a whole bunch.
He didn't get that.
Shock here. Kato Kaelin didn't understand something.
Okay.
On top of that, didn't bring up that you like chicken pot pie.
No, that was very weird.
Odd thing for him to bring up.
Ad-libbed that.
And by the way, that was three things.
Yeah.
Chicken pot and pie. Yes.
He's quite amazing.
Yeah. Wow, that's quite a payoff.
You got Kato Kaelin. Yeah. Really a legend.
Yeah, that cost us $50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had money left over.
Oh, we sure did.
$50 more.
All right.
So we reached out to Juggalo rapper Blaze Ya Dead Homie, who is very much connected with the Insane Clown Posse.
Yes.
And Allie was just obsessed with it.
I was obsessed because when you see the video.
Yeah.
Kevin, he's in full makeup.
Oh, this is awesome.
And it looks like he's in his living room. So it just made me laugh because I was thinking, this guy got the cameo request and was like, gotta put on the makeup. Like, did his makeup, sat down, and recorded this. It brings me unspeakable
what
joy.
What is Blaze Your Dead Posse? Is
that Blaze Your Dead Homie.
Blaze Your Dead Homie.
What does he do with ICP?
He's been signed to Psychopathic Records like from the beginning. He's like one of their posse.
Yes.
He's like one of their main solo dudes. And he got similar information.
I don't know what you paid him, but it's worth it.
All right.
Kev. Yo, homie. You ain't even earned a right for the IN. That's on the real. Come on. What kind of lame old mother loses the office NCAA championship? It's a pool. Man, I hope they was picking numbers. I hope you got stuck with some crazy-ass number or some because anybody that was nuts enough to pick against Virginia this year is f***ed up. You just wild. That's lame. That's number one. That's number one. Number two.
That's only number one?
Number one. Yeah.
Okay, number two.
Man, come on. Don't nobody say hootie hoo no more. Don't nobody say that s***, man. Come on. Come correct with the real s***. We on that boop boop. Or we on that ay-yay. Your mother that homie, boy. That's how we do it. So you better come correct. You better learn that. Rewind it, play it again, mother. Kev, what you know, man. You better come correct next year. Take that L, mother.
All right, I got to say, I love that.
That's so Blaze Your Dead Homie.
That's the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. If Blaze Your Dead Homie is not replacing me on this show at the end of the year, then you guys are doing it wrong.
Full makeup.
Oh,
ain't
my God.
Ain't nobody say Woody Woo no more.
Ain't nobody. They say Woody Woo.
All right, have you used up your whole $100?
Well, that's the thing. That was only $40. So we had 10 extra dollars. And when we were searching the website.
You can get to real A-plus guys with 10 bucks.
When we were searching the website, and this is Scout's Honor.
On God.
This was not set up.
Mm-mm. Okay.
For $10, we found producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, Dave Sanchez, King of Mexico.
He's now, on
by
Cameo?
By the way, we didn't know. We stumbled upon him on Cameo for $10.
Dave's on Cameo?
This sounds fake.
Why
it is real.
Why didn't he tell us?
I don't know, but I wrote the exact script for what I wanted him to say.
Okay.
And for $10, and you can see all of this at Kevin and Bean on our social media. We're going to put up all the real Cameo videos. He recorded what I wrote.
Kevin, congrats on winning our NCAA pool. You're so good at hosting the show, considering how horrible of a producer you're stuck with. It's almost like you do it alone, to be honest. Also, the Clippers will lose in the first round. Have a great day, buddy.
Congratulations, Kevin, on your win.
That is awesome.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Hey, Allie.
You guys, I want to share something with you.
Please.
Something I came across. You know how I love my Nextdoor app, where you can sign up, you can find out what's happening in your neighborhood. It tends to just be really insane neighbors thinking they're being vigilant about crime, but really they're just like, I saw a black guy in the neighborhood. Like, it's insanity what happens
That's
on the Nextdoor app.
Ring, is that true?
Ring
oh,
is,
yeah.
Ring is
I
the same
you were
way.
Joking.
Hey, why is this black dude walking by my house? That's what you see on Ring.
I thought you were joking.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
It's a lot of that.
It takes a lot of turns.
And I live in New Orleans where it's all black dudes walking by your house.
Wow.
Yeah. That and coyotes.
A lot of alerting you to coyotes.
Well, coyotes do eat dogs in the neighborhood.
Sure.
For real. Like, it's It's a big thing.
But at this point, I know they're in my neighborhood. Right. I don't need to see all of your footage.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Your footage.
However, this man, we'll call him JJ from the Bronx, because that's his at name on Twitter. He got the alert to join next door, so he did. And what he found in his neighborhood is deeply concerning, you guys.
All right.
He found a post from a guy that said, "My wife and I are having a baby, so I'm starting a meal train because it's our first and neither of us have any clue what's going on." If you're feeling neighborly...
What's a meal train?
It's like when someone dies, people bring a bunch of food to your house.
Yeah,
or if you have cancer, they make sure that people are feeding you.
If you have an injury, anything like that, you'll post on this. People get together. I'm making lasagna that night, that type of thing.
Gotcha.
However, this is a guy who's just... His name is Jim. And his wife, Alex, is pregnant. So they need some food, is what we're saying.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
She didn't have the baby yet?
No. She's waiting to have the baby.
Jim's planning ahead.
Yeah. The baby's coming later next
week.
Now,
is Jim asking friends of his to do this, or is it an open invitation to anyone?
Open invitation. And let's just get into what Jim is asking for, because JJ, the guy who posted about it, said, "There's no way this guy's asking complete strangers to make him food because they're having a baby, right?" And he goes, "Turns out they're in fact asking total strangers to help them with the most millennial phrasing I've ever read in my life." Now, when you think, okay, he's asking people for meals, he's trying not to be negative about this. So he thinks, "Oh, if you made a lasagna and made too much, we'll totally take it. We need it."
Or like a McDonald's drive-thru.
Something just very easy.
Well, something cheap and fast.
Oh, I see.
Like, not something that
get
you
get an extra one
into.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's where JJ all caps it. "But there were 30 specific meals with recipes." For instance, for breakfast, you can make them a paleo breakfast egg muffin with thinly sliced cremini mushrooms, pork breakfast sausage, and then no big deal, no fewer than 11 dinner ideas, including spiced lamb meatball and Swiss chard stew. But just in case you want to make snacks, dry roasted unsalted almonds.
This is real.
Maybe make us some homemade granola or some chocolate peanut butter energy balls. This is real, you guys. But then it gets even worse.
It can't.
He
put up recipes.
He said, "But then they let you know that, you know, if you can't accommodate the meal, they totally understand. If you want to stop by and do their dishes or vacuum, you can do that." Here's the thing, under least favorite meals, Alex really dislikes mashed potatoes. But again, this isn't necessarily about food. "Text me, check in, maybe come visit, vacuum, wash some dishes, walk the dog. This will nourish us just as much."
Well, you can't walk the dog if you have a baby.
They don't have a baby.
They don't have a baby.
He has a pregnant wife.
Here's the part that just made me go, "Oh my God, these are the worst human beings ever." He tops it all off by telling us that we can sign up for a day to text. And then if they're really not in the mood to see people, you can cook them a meal and leave it for them in a cooler in the yard because they can't be bothered to answer the door. They're too busy with a new baby. Thanks for the food. Leave it in the cooler.
Awesome.
Terrible human beings.
Also
that. So JJ said, "If I don't egg their house, I deserve an award." He then saw a post under it that was positive that said, "Hey, neighbor, we live across the street with the crazy dog and the three-year-old. We know how tough it is and what a big transition. You can count on us for some support." So JJ said, "Great, now I have to egg two houses." I mean, it is the most insane thing I've ever read in my life. I get it. You're swamped. You're overwhelmed.
But you're not yet.
You're just afraid of what's to come. But calm your teas.
Aren't you going to go by there and bring them a spiced lentil and sweet potato and kale whole wheat pocket for lunch?
You guys, the recipes are amazing.
The roasted eggplant salad, the freezer-friendly homemade burritos.
I got to be honest. I'm going to try polenta breakfast casserole squares.
They look great.
Everything looks good on their menu.
Time.
You're having a baby.
Okay, guys, you can deliver all your food to 4872 Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
Just leave it in the yard. We don't feel like talking to people.
You're very busy. So that's what you can get on next door. I suggest y'all sign up.
That's the worst couple in the world.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Friday night, you guys, we have a pair of... Oh. Wow.
That's quite the
Didn't
music.
Expect that right away. Kind of exciting.
Wow.
We have a pair of ringside VIP tickets to the Kevin Bean. Nope, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
To the Kevin Bean 11th annual April Foolishness. Access to the pre-show VIP party and a ringside bag at the Microsoft. Nope. Yep. Again, okay, not yet.
Literally.
At the Microsoft Theater this Friday night. Tickets on sale at AXS.com. We're giving them away right now with kid jokes.
Tickets to April Foolishness. Come and join the fun. Get your kid on the phone and make sure they're not dumb. Come on, kid, get on the line. It's your time to shine. Come on, kid, tell your kid joke. It's about that time. Kid jokes, make sure you don't choke. Be funny, that's what you do. Or mommy will punish you. Or daddy will punish you.
Omar.
Not sure that's where we're going.
I would pay to see Omar Khan in concert.
Same.
He's got so many great songs.
Absolutely.
Same. All right, let's just take them in order, and then at the end, we'll either pick a favorite if there's a clear one, or we'll have to do a drawing if they're all great. Why don't we start with Steve on line one? He is calling us from the Palisades. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Or is this Alex? Alice is Steve's little girl. How are you? How old are you, Alex?
I'm 10.
10 years old. All right, you got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why do Steve
go to the Palisades? Not yet. Okay, let Alex tell the joke.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Sorry for the bad man.
Oh, okay. Why do seagulls live by the sea?
Why do seagulls live by the sea? I don't know. Why?
Because if they lived by the bay, they would be bagels.
Nice. Nicely done.
Well,
to the
done
top.
Now.
To the
Nicely
top.
Done.
Wow. You got extra laughs from the Jew, too, Alex. Wow. All
What's
right.
happening?
Let's move on to, I think this is going to be Evelyn, I think, in Inglewood, maybe on the phone.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. You sound awfully cute. How old are you?
8.
8 years old. You want to tell us a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did the little tree say to the big tree?
What did the little tree say to the big tree?
Leave me alone.
Nice.
Well told.
That's
both
very
well told.
Funny.
Amazing.
Kevin, that was a pun. Will you allow it?
I will allow it.
All right. Let's go to little 6-year-old Ethan up next, Fontana. Hi, Ethan. How you doing today?
Good.
You going to school today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you get to it after you tell us a joke.
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Because there were a bunch of cheetahs.
Oh,
these deliveries, man.
I love
all three
it.
Of them. Great delivery.
Amazing. Yeah.
Why are we now doing all kids at April
Amen.
Foolishness?
Amen.
These are fantastic.
All right, let's go to Nora, 10 years old from Riverside. Good morning, Nora.
Hi.
Hi, Nora. Thank you so much for calling in today. You have a joke you want to tell us?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
O2 detour.
I like
it's
it.
It's impossible to pick.
Yeah. These guys are better on the air than Dave.
Agreed. Yeah,
they are. By the way, I'm Nora 2020, but I fear she might be a little too young to run things.
10-year-old Donovan from Los Angeles. Good morning. Hello, Donovan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Donovan. You have an awesome
Hello?
You have an awesome name. Can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay, you want to tell us a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, is your mommy making you do this, or do you want to do it?
I want to do it.
Okay, all right. So no authorities. Okay, go ahead, Donovan.
Why did the dog cross the street?
Why did the dog cross the street?
To get to the barking lot.
I like it.
A bit of a twist.
I like it.
So much better than parent jokes.
Yeah, this is a great batch of kids, you guys.
All right, let's go to Aaron, 7 years old from Fullerton. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron. What do you have for us today?
Did you hear the joke about the skunk?
I didn't hear the joke about the skunk.
Never mind. It stinks.
Why are they good?
Nice.
Okay.
All right. I don't think we've ever had just solid top to bottom, all good.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
We're going to put all these kids on the road together. This is a tour, guys. This is a tour that people would pay to see. All right, we don't have time for a couple more kid jokes. We're doing for April Foolishness tickets right now. Who's up next?
Madison, 8 years old, from Claremont. Good morning, Madison.
Hi.
Madison, I understand you have a knock-knock joke for us. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right, we'd love to hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo beep beep.
All right, hang on. One more, you guys, and then I guess we'll have to do a drawing.
Yeah, we have to.
Play the big music.
Ismail in Los Angeles, 9 years old. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Ismail. This is our final joke, so I hope it's a good one.
Okay.
I mean, no pressure, kid.
No, no, no.
Don't blow it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you get when you come across a snowman and a vampire?
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
Frostbite.
Frostbite.
Clever. I don't think I would have figured that one out.
No.
No.
That's actually pretty good.
You guys, all of those were good.
I wish we could give tickets to everybody. Thank you for sharing your kids with us. All right, so we had Alex and Evelyn and Ethan and Nora and Donovan and Aaron and Madison and Ismail. Very 21st century names, you guys. But only one can be the winner for his or her parents to join us this Friday night. Ringside VIP tickets for Kevin Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness with all the great comedy, the Kevin Bean Rap Show, and more. AXS.com to buy. Who's our winner, please?
Well, he told us why they stopped giving tests at the zoo because of all the cheetahs.
Ethan! All right, congratulations, your mom, Regina, and
Francisco is his dad.
Okay, I hope Francisco finds a date for Friday night. We'll see you there. Thanks for playing Kid Jokes.
Kid Jokes, Kid Jokes.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
First, Allie is here for a Tuesday. What's happening?
I'm going to play something for you. You guys can stop it at any time, but I have to say it was pretty delightful. The video is great. And it happened on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He had the whole cast of Avengers come together and do a recap of the entire Marvel franchise and do it in a video. But it's all to the tune of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. So it's amazing, and just let me know how much you want to hear.
Tony Stark, Iron Man, Nick Fury has a plan. Big Shot, Pepper Potts, Arc Reactor Core. Asgard, Kitchen War, Loki and his brother Thor. Bruce Banner, Radiation, Transformation. Wilson and Maria Hill, they're the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Clint Barton, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Russian spy. Captain Rogers, World War II, Bucky, Peggy, I love you. First Avenger, here we go, everyone a step more.
I'm going to tell you, I learned a lot. I feel like I'm ready.
But aren't they just naming people and things that are in the movies?
Well, they're recapping
it.
They're
naming. Sort of.
They're naming the people and what the plot line is. Mm. Yeah.
Hydra, Arnim, Zola, Loki, Battle for Humanity, Stones of Infinity, Space Type, Soul.
A little bit, explaining it.
Okay.
Somewhat.
The Infinity Stones.
Sure.
And
I mean, this is faster than having to watch 22 movies.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Groot's the little one that looks like a broom.
You call him a broom every time.
He's a little broom.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
It was pretty darn good, you guys. I liked it. Okay, I brought this story up because I need us to discuss it.
Okay.
Do you consider your car more than just a car?
No.
64% of Americans say they actually consider their car a friend.
No.
That is a sad statistic.
It's also
true.
A fake statistic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A new survey also revealed that a lot of us would actually substitute our own distress in place of our car's distress.
Nope.
For example, over a third of Americans would rather themselves get a scratch than on their car.
Nope.
That's just dumb.
Another 15% would rather break a bone in their own body than have their car break down.
What is going on? This is a fake thing.
No.
This is a fake thing.
No.
One in five, that's 21%, would rather spend an entire day in jail than have their car get totaled. I agree with that.
Well, that one, that's true.
Absolutely.
I don't think so. I'd rather my car get totaled than spend a night in jail.
Well, it just says a day.
Oh, I don't sleep there?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, never
mind. Very important detail.
That is a big detail.
Yes.
No.
Look,
exactly.
I get that your car next to your home, if you have one, is your most valuable possession. I get that it is worth more money than anything else.
But
in
your life. Is it your friend?
But it's not your friend.
Two-thirds of people said that.
Yeah.
And the one you did about broken bone rather than...
15% would rather break a bone in their own body than have their car break down.
Okay, that's insane.
That's stupid. Nuts.
That's dumb. Nuts. Yeah.
Remember recently I had my garage door come down on my car?
Yeah.
I'd much rather come down on my car than on me.
Of course.
What if...
Because you're normal.
What if we're just talking a pinky?
No!
You'd rather deal with just a splint on your pinky than having to deal with getting your car fixed.
No, I don't even care about my... I mean, that's fine. I care about my body more than my car.
Pinkies are BS.
Number one, pinkies are not BS. They're used when holding cups, all sorts of reasons. Also, when I'm drinking fancy. I have to hold it out.
Yeah. You stick it out. You do seem like the type. Okay, how about this? 13% of Americans would actually break up with their partner before parting with their car.
Nope.
This is not real.
Okay.
It's not cool.
Where did it come from?
Have you ever, Kevin, had to give up a car? Like you just, maybe you were a single guy and then you had a Corvette and then you got married and your wife's like, listen, we need to get rid of the Corvette.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened where you had to part with your car?
I don't think so.
Either of you?
No.
Okay. Well, then this isn't for you.
Kids.
Because
what?
45% of people have shed real tears when parting with their car.
No.
They have cried. Okay, this I believe. 44% of people have named their car. I believe
I believe that.
Okay.
Is this from BS Weekly?
No. It's a real thing.
Is this from The Onion?
Might be. It makes sense, though. On average, you spend 8 hours and 22 minutes every week in your car, which I can imagine...
In Los Angeles, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Doubled, probably.
Yeah.
So it becomes a real part of your life.
Who has named their car?
Oh, my mother called our station wagon Nelly growing up.
After the rapper?
Probably.
Did it have a Band-Aid on one side?
It had a Band-Aid on half the car, and then she's like, she would talk about how hot it was in here.
Congrats, everyone.
Yeah.
It's hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
It's one of my favorites, one of my biggest hits. I reject everything.
I do, too.
This
is all false. Right.
I do.
But we should take calls tomorrow.
About people who name their car,
and would they rather?
Yeah, yes. Have an unhealthy relationship with their car.
I like it.
Of that involved tailpipes.
No, it didn't, Bean. It's not that kind of survey.
All right.
Sicko.
Just ask it how much you love your car. That's all.
You guys, the first episode of Game of Thrones, 17.4 million viewers. Mm-hmm. It was insanity, right?
Right.
Because we talked about, this is HBO. Not everyone has HBO. This isn't on CBS or NBC. This is a paid subscription service, right?
Yeah, that's what made it so shocking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what a bummer for them because the ratings completely slipped in episode 2. I mean, 10.29 million is an insane number.
That's a crazy amount of people.
Why did they lose so many people? For reals.
I think that the first one was like a pop culture phenomenon. Like people like you guys tuned in for the first time ever. You'll watch it again, I guess. But watching it live night of was an event.
Yeah. People had parties.
I don't think that's a plus three or anything either.
I think this is just the initial airing of Sunday's episode.
What's plus three? Is that the DVR number?
Yeah. The DVR numbers, other airings, there'll be more.
Day one watching was you had to have watched it or you wouldn't, or at work you wouldn't.
Because everyone's going to be talking about it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I bet you the plus threes and plus sevens and stuff are higher on this than they are on episode one.
I've recorded episode 2, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
I see.
Ask your boy about TV.
I see.
There's too much of it.
Stop calling yourself your boy.
No, I am your boy.
I have a question.
Sure.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Great question. No, but thank you. I appreciate you asking. What's happening? Let's talk about some birthdays, you guys. George Lopez. Right? Michael Moore, Cal Penn, Dev Patel, John Cena, John Oliver, and your favorite, Hadid.
Not Bella is what I call her.
What's her name, though?
How do you? It's like if she walked in, you'd be like, "Hey,
hey, Miss Hadid, how are you? It's happy birthday, birthday girl."
But then she said, "Just call me by my first name."
Gigi.
There you go.
Oh, okay, good. Gigi, right?
Good, yeah. Okay. You usually say Gigi.
You can call her Gigi for Gigi. A long, long
okay.
time.
It's Gigi.
I love it. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Allie, the article is, do people care about who pays on a date? Here's what experts have to say. I didn't realize, I mean, I, like I said, it's been a long time since I've been on a date. Mm-hmm. But I mean, am I just old-fashioned that I would assume that the man generally asks the lady out and the lady generally is treated to a meal?
I think traditionally, yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's what it's always been.
Probably still happens a decent amount.
Absolutely.
I would imagine a lot of times.
Absolutely.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this. Are there women who are offended at being put in that position because they feel like, hey, I'm every bit as capable of paying my half of the bill as you are paying yours? Don't patronize me by offering to buy me food.
I
would say you're capable of paying the whole thing.
Yeah, if you're offended by that, I think we need to take a deep dive into, you know, some things.
But I mean, are we talking about equality or not?
Well, if you...
Isn't that what it is?
No.
There's a difference
between opening a door for someone because you're courteous and a gentleman mm-hmm. and thinking that a woman is weaker than you to open the door. Like, I always paid for date dinners, always, even if I was asked out by someone, just because I felt like that's what I was raised to do, I guess. Not because I didn't think they had money or weren't capable of pulling out a credit card.
What's it like to get asked out by someone, Jensen?
Well, it didn't work out, as you know. I asked out Danielle. So, okay. But no, I mean, I guess my thing is, I never even thought about letting someone else pay on a date, ever.
Apparently, it is increasingly more common for people to go Dutch, mm-hmm. for people to decide to split the meal. But I imagine it would be extraordinarily awkward to have that conversation before you've even gone out.
Oh, I don't think you have it before you go out.
Well, you don't have it after you eat.
Yeah, you don't wrestle for the check at the end.
All right, listen. 50-50, what are we doing here?
I think it's I'll pay. No, I'll pay.
Right.
Yeah, and we'll split it.
We'll split it. I think that's how it goes.
That's how it works, yeah.
Okay.
You're not like...
But who's leaving the tip?
Now, that's the thing in the article that killed me.
That makes no sense.
Is it saying that if I ask someone out and then I pay for the date, mm-hmm. the other person is then responsible for the tip?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either. Heard of that in a courtesy way. Like, well, then I'll pick up the tip.
Right.
But I've never heard of it in a date situation.
This is a life coach who suggests to Elite Daily, where the article appeared, when in a relationship, many couples either split or alternate. It's not fair for one person to be stuck paying all the time. Totally makes sense. However, Ruben also advises that it's common courtesy for the person who is treated to leave a tip, so carry cash on a date.
Ruben is a life coach now? I mean, he has lived a long life.
He knows a lot.
No one has seen more life than Ruben has.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, so we can try to make some sense of this.
Please, help us.
Here is a matchmaker at Matchmakers in the City who says, everyone has their own preferences. I've had many women come into my office lamenting about how offended they were that a man suggested they would go Dutch. Now, would you consider that offensive, Allie?
Absolutely not, and I think she's full of crap.
I would find it offensive. I'm not a woman, clearly, yet. But what I'm saying is, I think for sure I would be offended if I was a woman. Let's split this.
That's, would?
Yes.
But again, I'm saying, isn't that equality?
I'm not saying they can't pay the bill. I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying they can, but it's a courtesy to do that.
I've even had women say that they had a wonderful date, but then the man accepted her offer to split the bill, and it was then the first and last date. That's a trap.
That's a no-no.
That's a trap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let me split the bill, you say, as if you're sincere.
No. Mm-hmm. I want a second date. I'm paying.
And then you dust him. Wow.
The way around it, I do think, just... something I guess it would work with me is if I said, "Oh no, I'm going to pay for this," and then they said, "Okay, I'll get next time then."
Like, absolutely,
that makes sense. Yeah,
that's super legit.
Yeah, yeah, that's legit to me. But but as far as first date mm-hmm. or even second date, if it's not offered, like I just think that's part of the world.
I absolutely, when the guy reaches for the bill, I wink and I say, "I got next," right?
You go.
And then I go shirts and skins,
two guns too.
Yeah, and it usually works out. Is this thing on?
Yeah, I was just trying to imagine when the last time you went out on a date and who was president then. It just seems like, wow.
I mean,
are we talking Carter here or Reagan or what?
I believe I was a toddler, so that's gross.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Some people care and see it as a deal breaker, others don't, and that's okay too, says the experts. What do you think? Do you have a policy? Do you have thoughts? Is there a right? Is there a wrong? How do you handle this business? 1-800-520-1067.
If you're in Swipe Nation and you're on these dating apps, tell us. What is first person who communicates? First person. I don't know any of those rules.
Right.
I just pay for you.
You ask me out. You pay. I say, oh, do you want to split it? If he says yes, you split it. But normally,
but you don't mean it. When you
I say don't
it.
At all. You should be paying for it.
It's a trap.
Yes.
It's a trap. We'll take your calls.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Let's take one call. It will be Andy in Bellflower. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. I'm glad you called in because it sounds like you have a little bit of a different take than most in this room about who should pay on a first date. What's your policy?
Okay, so my policy is, as a guy, we like to hold opinions and do everything chivalrous that we can to impress our ladies. And when you take a girl out to dinner, you want to pay for that dinner, but you're straddling the borderline of offending her if she's working and if she's going to be upset that you feel she's incapable of covering her own tab. And before Jensen sits here and argues with me, because he loves to argue with everybody, I love you, Jensen. It's just...
It's called radio, but no biggie.
You got to throw that out there. You got to say, hey, I would love to cover this bill, but if that makes you uncomfortable, what is the way you would like to handle this? Do you want to split it? Is that going to make you feel strange?
I like it. Andy, I like that you start attacking immediately. Is that going to make you feel bad or good?
I love that Aziz Ansari listens to the show, too.
Andy has spent a lot of time in HR departments. Andy has been Me Too'd, so he has come up with some policies.
Doesn't he sound like Aziz?
He really does. Yeah, I love it. All right, so you would actually have that conversation. Like, to me, that doesn't sound like the date is going well if you actually say that those words out loud, you know?
Are you going to get your feelings hurt?
You sound pretty uppity. You want to pay?
I just want to go on record, Andy. I have not argued with you at all. It's been all of my co-hosts who are roasting you.
The article is, do people care about who pays on a date? Here's what experts have to say. In this case, we're asking you to be the expert. Do you have a policy on this? Do you have thoughts on this? At 1-800-520-1067. Before we get to Stephanie, we heard from Rachel, frequent Kevin and Bean contributor. I feel very strongly that men shouldn't be the only ones paying on first dates. On my first date with my current boyfriend of 8 years, I insisted that we either split the bill or I pay it fully. We ended up splitting the bill. Clearly, it worked out, and I look like a baller. From the 626, totally tacky if the guy suggests to split when a girl hasn't offered to pay. Okay to split if a girl offers to pay first.
Now, interesting.
Why is that, Allie? Why is it tacky if a guy suggests to split?
Maybe ask that woman because it's her opinion.
But also maybe she's assuming that you're going to pay. So when you ask, she goes, oh, that's kind of cheap.
I don't know whether it's a man or a woman. Oh.
Allie, can you please speak for all women?
Here's the thing. Obviously, this depends on the person entirely. But for me, if I'm asked out, you are paying. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. And then if you do say, oh, you want to split this? Maybe I do make a little mental note like, oh, all right, you want to split
this? Cheap ass. Okay.
What's up, cheap ass? But I never offer to pay on the first date if he's asked me out because for a lot of dudes, that emasculates them. And let's be honest, we don't need any emasculated men because then they shoot up people.
This got dark.
Wow.
This really got dark fast.
Wow.
All right. Let's try Stephanie.
We ended up with a mass shooter, and I'm not sure how.
Just saying, toxic masculinity is not something I want to deal with on first date.
She's in Riverside. She's going to weigh in. Stephanie, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Lenovo people. Love you all. Long time fan.
Thank you.
So 13 years ago, met my husband, and I actually asked him out on our first date.
Excellent.
When we got to dinner, had a great meal, he offered to pay, and I said, no, we'll split it. Happily married and together for 13 years now.
Now,
what was the reason? What would have been the downside if you would have just accepted his generosity to buy you a meal?
Well, for me, it felt like a critical point at the very beginning of our relationship because I saw a future with him. So I always wanted it to be an equal partnership and not, you know, one side has to carry more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, that's just kind of what I saw, and it never turned out really well. So I wanted to try something different, and it worked out pretty nicely.
Wow, Stephanie laying down the rules.
What's
on
it like
day one
to see a future with someone? That must be awesome.
Even a second date.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
So glad you called, Stephanie. Thank you. Let's go to line three. Give me some Jay, would you? He's in Long Beach up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. A completely different opinion.
Morning, Jay.
Welcome, man.
What's up with you?
I think the guy should always say, if the girl offers to split the bill, then do it. But I did have a coworker who told me that she had a bunch of girlfriends that were just going on a bunch of Tinder dates to get free dinners. So I'm wondering if that's why guys are asking to split the bill more often now.
I mean, in case they're not there for the in case they're not there for the right reason, is what you're saying.
Freeloaders.
Yeah, she had a girlfriend that at one point said, "Oh, I gotta stop going on Tinder dates. I'm gaining too much weight."
I mean,
that's awesome.
I never thought about using Tinder for free food, but that's a smart that's a smart chick. Right? Yeah, we're all thinking it, right? I mean,
yeah, but who knows? What if they go on this date and they like the person? That is kind of what dating is.
Yeah, true.
Dating is technically free meals.
And that's why I say the guy should pay, but if she offers a split, then split it.
All right.
Yeah. It does sound like, yeah, if you come to that conclusion together, I just think that if you're like, you want to split this?
Yeah.
You're a real creep bucket.
Really?
Okay, a lot of strong feelings on this. All right, give me, let's try Steve in Newbury Park, please. He's on line six, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, Steve.
What's going on, people?
Well, as you can tell, a lot of different opinions floating around on this who pays on a date thing. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty ridiculous. You know, if I'm going to go on a date, I'll pay. Someone's got to, if a girl asks me to split it, it's kind of goes against me. I'm
what?
Not about paying for it. It's not a problem. Even if a girl just wants to go out for dinner and she just wants to, what should I say here? She just wants to.
Whatever the next word is going to get you in trouble.
We're all on the edge of our seats.
Be very careful.
Go, Steve. Get him, Steve.
What?
Throwing me in a hole here, man.
Steve, does it make you feel like less of a man if you don't
not
pay?
Well, then why, if she offers to pay, why wouldn't she just go, okay?
It's not even something that's on the radar when I go into a date. As it comes up, it's like, I'm just going to throw my card out. I don't care. And if a girl wants to split it, I had one girl once, you know, get upset that I pay. And I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I don't need to be a part of this. This ain't the girl I'm looking for. So whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
So that's a deal breaker for
Steve. What's it like being alone?
No, listen, deal breaker for Steve. I feel very unmasculine most of the time. So,
you should.
Yes, but I do feel like I like paying for that first date, and it has nothing to do with being a dude. That's what I was raised with. Yeah, yeah.
So. Right, and that's fine. Except for I feel like if the girl says, "Do you want to split
it?"
Then
I'm not going to argue.
Then I would say fine.
Yeah, yeah. But my goal
is to pay. For me, it's just something I'm so used to doing. It's just.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Take
Thank
it
you
easy,
for the call.
Steve.
We appreciate it, Steve. Don't shoot up a school. All right. Let's go to one more. Let's make it Carol Ann. She's in Torrance. We'll give her the final word on this.
Hey, Carol Ann.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You have a policy. What is it?
Okay. So my policy is that the only reason why I would go Dutch is because in my experience, when I let a guy pay, it seems like they expect something in return. Do you know what I mean?
Ah.
Like they somehow get more hornier after. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like they expect something. So, but now, I mean, I won't get offended if they want to pay. But nowadays, I just meet them for coffee. Because if they're not the one, then it's a very long-ass dinner.
Mm. Yeah, that's
very true.
That does make a lot of sense.
Especially when he gets oysters and he winks at you and you're like, I see where this is going.
So the more expensive the meal, the hornier he gets. The more he's anticipating that you're the dessert.
Basically,
okay.
We're going to a steakhouse, baby.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
What if I just plead guilty and then we don't even have to have a trial?
It's more fun to have a trial.
Okay.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
Jensen, have you been in the Would You Like to Take the Back file?
I have not been in it. Oh, I did for one. Yeah, I did for one, I believe. Yeah.
So do you, in general, when you say something dumb on the show, you pretty much stand by it, you think?
No.
Do you have regrets?
I always have regrets. Uh-huh. Yeah, I live regretful.
Okay.
The day that we did Would You Like to Take That Back last, on that day,
yes,
Jensen went in the file.
No kidding!
Oh, no.
Yes, he did.
If you go down to Van Nuys and get in your little plane and fly it to Mexico, no one can stop you.
Talking about R. Kelly being a flight risk.
Okay. Passport or no.
The problem is once you get to that country,
they'll check it supposedly, right?
Yeah,
but look, if you're R. Kelly and you're in Mexico and you give him $100,000, they're letting you in.
I mean, the good news about that guy is he believes he can fly.
Oh, come on. I don't hate it. Neither did they.
Should we put that in today's Would You Like to Take That Back?
Might as well.
I think that was heroic. Would you like to take that back? I'm standing by it. I think two out of three that are here at this table all agreed upon it being good.
So. I would also like to rule out Allie's vote, though, because she likes all of them.
I really do.
Every single time she goes, I don't hate it.
Well, but I immediately like that
The applause was a bean drop, so I'm gonna feel confident.
I would have been very disappointed had you taken that back. That was strong.
Next up is Bean.
Oh, how dare you?
Yep, we're talking about his Instagram and how his first picture is just like a guy that's upside down. His face is all hacked. It just looks horrible. And the woman on the phone is Bean's wife, Donna.
I do lose a lot of blood every morning when I shave.
It's not like he quits after the first cut. He's like, oh, this will get better. You know?
Well, I just feel like the first cut is the deepest, and if I can survive now,
you go straight to hell.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I mean, obviously, I know what I was going for. But it's a song from 1977, right?
So, really timely, good.
Yeah, doesn't really hit the sweet spot with our listeners. I say I'm going to take that back. I'm going to regret that I said that.
Next up is Jensen.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
No. Talking about Limp Bizkit.
I love having a little company here in the pile. He may pass you yet. Okay. Not sure. Talking about Limp Bizkit playing the troupe.
Last night was a Fred Durst revival.
Was that last night, the Troubadour?
Yeah, $3 you got to see. I mean, it sold out in seconds, which I guess happens anytime anyone plays for $3. But then they had Marilyn Manson perform songs with him and Billy Corgan and Machine Gun Kelly. It was like a rebirth of Limp Bizkit, which is something I never wanted to say on K-Rock and this year. But yeah, I mean, it seems like people care.
Anyone ask for their money back?
No, the $3. No, they lived with that mistake. It was either their way or the highway.
File that. Good
right.
God.
Would you like to take that back? Wow, Allie turned on that one.
Yeah, you know, if you don't get Allie, you might as well just take it back immediately. I'll take it back.
All right. You've lost the room at that point.
Yeah. Up next is Jensen.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm becoming too bean-like.
I enjoyed this so much.
I believe we were talking about April Fool's ideas.
Let's play all 311 songs today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
else.
People will definitely stay tuned in.
I know. How could they miss
it? We always come original, so I'm not shocked.
I mean,
that's a rough way to start.
Yeah. Welcome to the week. Would you like to take that back? My follow-ups are good.
Welcome to the week.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm going to leave it out. I'm going to keep it.
Wow, that's a bad choice.
Any 311 joke, I'm always in.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait,
are you in or are you down?
Oh, wow. Finally.
Have you guys ever filed during the
No, we haven't, but we will. We can now.
Good Lord.
Beat is up next. We were talking about Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Was this story that she was in a hotel but crashed a wedding? I can't remember exactly what the story was about.
She was performing in a hotel, like, randomly one night.
All right. So that's what we were talking about, and then Bean has to come with the comedy.
You don't expect something crazy like that to happen at a Diana Ross
concert. Ross at a hotel. Like a random little, hey, Diana Ross at this hotel right now. Just insane.
Was he just trying to reach out and touch somebody's hand? Is that possible?
I mean, I don't hate it, Bean.
Okay.
Chip hates it. I don't hate it.
Okay. Would you like to take that back? I think that was somebody who jumped up on stage.
Yes.
And
she like smacked his hand. Yeah, she was not pleased.
Yeah. That's a reference to a song even older than the last song I referenced.
It certainly is.
So I'm throwing that one right back in the pond.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Mm. And the fact
that's a record for Bean.
Obviously, Kevin wasn't here that day.
Right.
Because we wouldn't have gotten through that.
Right,
he would have killed
him. He would have stopped it, yeah.
Bean is next.
Oh,
Jensen was talking about Questlove getting some awards.
Okay.
He's been on Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain, featured on Top Chef. Questlove, right?
Instead of a James Beard Award, he should have been receiving a James Afro Award.
Oh.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
He's just got the biggest and the best afro
we understand
in the
business.
Right.
Joke.
No, we got it. It was just horrible.
Way more, I mean, his beard is fine.
No, we get it.
Right. But look at the hair.
DJ. Would you like to take that back?
There's no such thing as a James Afro Award.
Right.
I mean,
we understand.
I'm certainly taking
that
it back.
That was horrible.
Wow.
Good.
Tattoo Bean.
Yeah, he's very reflective.
Whole different person.
Yeah.
Jensen is up
next.
Oh, my God. Talking about, I believe, Limp Bizkit for weenie roast.
Oh, all right. I'm not even kidding, guys, when I tell you that we brought this up to management, and they rolled their eyes at us, and we're like, look, they played to 10,000 people at the OC Fairgrounds the other night, and they killed it.
Yeah, people were losing their
and
minds.
And I'm telling you, I think
I heard
people,
the recap.
People are ready for a little rolling again, I think, right? Yeah.
People want it my way.
Okay.
Or the highway.
Would you like to take that back?
Same joke, different day.
Wow.
Was there a guest for that one?
Yeah, it was Noodles.
boy.
Same joke.
Oh, I mean,
different day.
Clearly taking it back.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Yeah, okay, good.
By the way,
you didn't ask me, but I'm taking back rolling.
You should.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just as guilty.
Mm-hmm. Bean is next.
Oh, where's Allie in this? Would you like to take that back?
Talking about Bebe Rexha, I believe is how you say her name.
Yes. You're
talking about her mental health, and she was coming out and saying she was bipolar.
Oh, no. For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. Now I know why.
I guess this announcement was meant to be.
Is that a song by her?
Yeah.
The song with the Florida Georgia Line is number one for 39 weeks.
File.
You guys don't get me. Okay, very current.
He likes to stay current.
Very popular song. Yeah. A completely legitimate
None
comment.
Of us in the room got it, though.
But
none of us.
But that's on you guys, though.
Is it on all of us?
It is. That you guys
if
don't know Bebe Rexha.
If it's me, I can see it's me.
But you don't know Bebe Rexha.
If it's Allie, I can see it's Allie.
But you guys
it's
don't.
All of us.
Would you like to take that back? Should I fold?
No, yes, I'm sticking with a tattoo bean.
All right.
I'm going to fold.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Fold.
All right. I felt good about it, but I mean, if nobody got it, maybe it is me. I feel like you guys should have gotten it.
That was my point. Why were you arguing back the entire time? That's what I said.
I thought I could get away with it.
And Bean finally is up with the next one. Jensen's talking about a brand new album, and I can't even remember who it's by. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you will understand the joke, and you will hate it as much as I do.
Right?
But he has a brand new album that just came out called Ventura. It features appearances by Andre 3000, Brandy on a big comeback record.
She's a fine girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh,
go straight to hell, man.
God. Would you like to take that back? All current.
Yeah.
Right. I mean.
Sure, current.
This also is the, jammed it in where there was no room.
This is the Anderson .Paak album we were talking about. And Brandy, She's a Fine Girl, again. Would you like to take that back? To the 70s.
Stop it.
Has no place on this show in this decade. I take it back and I'll try to do better.
No, you won't. You'll take it back, but you will not try to do that.
Okay.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, Allie's here with our final look at what's happening here on a Tuesday morning. Bring us good news.
Do you remember when I told you about Pink's post on Instagram where she was out at the beach and there was a picture of her kids playing with a pelican and her two-year-old didn't have a diaper on? And people lost their minds writing, like, how can you have your son just walking around all willy-nilly without a diaper? And she's like, calm your tees. What is wrong with you people?
Kids are stupid.
Well, she has decided now, that's it. She doesn't want to deal with this anymore. She no longer wants to share any pictures of her children or her husband, Carey Hart.
What's going on?
Gotta believe it. I don't hold that against her. That's
absolutely fine. I think that's the right move. So
I told you, we've been going back and forth, Danielle and I, about if we're going to show our kids.
You're going to Instagram Live the birth.
Oh, yes. I mean, after the birth.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Pink told Ellen DeGeneres that she's just no longer going to post photos or videos of
because
the kids
at all. Because
she
didn't want other people's opinion on her parenting?
She's so sick of the mom shaming.
Okay.
I get it. Plus, I think just safety-wise. If I'm even remotely famous, I don't want my kids on the internet. I don't want my kids on the internet just because of pervs, too. Let's be honest. A lot of weird stuff goes down on the internet.
Danielle and I are going to hire another kid to play our kid.
Okay,
right?
Good.
And all the social media postings.
But it's actually not a kid. It's an adult with a thyroid problem. That way there's no legal issues.
Right. Or an adult in a baby costume.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, just for hours and stuff. Yeah. And homeschooling. We don't want to go through that.
You're stupid.
But that baby's going to rule.
That baby is going to rule.
Kevin,
just move on.
You.
Just move on.
Hold up interesting signs during the show.
What's going on?
You don't want to know. So, Nicolas Cage, I told you about when he got married on March 23rd. He had just applied for a marriage license that same day. 4 days later, he submitted paperwork to have the marriage annulled. He claimed that his wife at the time, Erica Koike, had defrauded him by covering up her past criminal history. He also said the decision to marry was, quote, made on impulse and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions. Well, then it will not surprise you that his wife of 4 days is asking for spousal support.
You are a murderer of love!
It's an insane ask. Asking for spousal support, claiming she missed out on job opportunities due to her relationship with Cage, and now her reputation may be hurt. What?
Do you know how seriously regretful Nick Cage has to be to consider something you've done with him a bad decision?
Yeah.
Like, out of all the things he's done, he's like, this is the one I'm most shameful of.
This was not bad.
Not the tombstone I purchased in New Orleans or the rat that I bronzed and kept in front of my, you know, bed for people to pray to.
And he bought a dinosaur, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, he bought a dinosaur bone.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the spousal support, she does want him to pay her legal fees as well. Again, wife of 4 days.
Seems fair.
Seems legit. Good Lord. Oh, this story just, I was delighted by it. Ariana Grande, huge fan of Jim Carrey back in the day. But on Saturday, she added a series of posts about him on her Instagram stories. One of them included a quote by Jim Carrey about depression. And it's this whole concept of deep rest. And it says, basically, depression is your body saying, I don't want to be in this character anymore. I just don't want to hold up this whole avatar about me that I've created. It's too much. I need rest.
Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Grande. So then she wrote under it, the whole love of my life forever. She then posted a picture of him and wrote, I love you so much. She then explained how deep and long this whole love affair has gone on. She was in fourth grade, and her first AIM username was Jim Carrey Fan 42.
Say no way!
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 Jim Carrey was excited by that news.
How long have you been waiting to play that?
Right? A while.
Okay, good. Well, fans screenshotted the images, sent them to Jim Carrey, who tweeted her yesterday and said, I read your lovely mention of me and the things I've said about depression. A brilliant teacher and friend, Jeff Foster, was OG on the deep rest concept. I admire your openness and I wish you freedom and peace. I feel blessed to have such a gifted admirer. Happy Easter.
Smoking!
That's what he said at the end.
He didn't do that. Ariana retweeted his message, said, I can't process this or breathe. Hold on. Which brings us to the topic. I mean, we've all had some interactions on social media that have made us go, oh my God, how cool is this? We should talk about that at some point. Like what somebody has tweeted us or a follower we never knew we were even on their radar.
It's another chance for LA to talk about Jeopardy, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
It's not.
She can still hear us. She can still hear
what?
Us if we talk around Twitter.
Okay. Is James following you?
I don't even think he's on Twitter, first of all. And Jeopardy doesn't even follow me. For as much as I talk
right?
about Jeopardy,
yeah.
Like what do I have to do?
You have an autographed photo of Alex Trebek in your house, don't you?
It's not autographed, but I do have 3 framed portraits.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for asking of Alex Trebek in my home. Right above my Emmys is where I keep it. Did that for Chip. Chip loves it when I drop in Emmy talk
because
it's so disgusting and people think I'm being serious, which I am.
Smoking!
Okay. Guys, Vans took to Instagram yesterday teasing a new Harry Potter themed range of apparel. People got real excited. For now, the skatewear brand has provided limited info about the collection, but it's going to be footwear, apparel, and accessories made with the film franchise in mind. Kevin, I ask you, as our resident Harry Potter fan, would you wear Hermione shoes?
I would wear Harry Potter shoes.
Why not Hermione?
Sexist.
Great question,
right?
Allie.
Probably because I'm sexist.
Okay.
That's what I just heard a guy say.
You rolled right over.
Mm-hmm. Quickly try to find an answer. I'm sexist. He's right.
It's probably the sexism. Okay. Well, so keep you posted on that.
Please do.
Thing. I know. You're super stoked. Some birthdays for you guys. We've got Gigi Hadid, John Oliver, John Cena, Dev Patel, Cal Penn, Michael Moore, and George Lopez. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. It's happening thanks to the random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Bean makes his guess. What are you doing over there?
Sorry.
Bean makes his guess. We also have David Alan Greer in studio and more tickets for you. Ringside for April Foolishness tomorrow.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.